I sell my soul, I take you back on Schleinfeld.
Yo, what's good, everybody? It's your boy, See Through the Script here, back with another video. And today, we're going to be talking about the Atlanta rapper, popularly known as Lil Baby. Recently, Lil Baby has been making the rounds because of a video surfacing of him apparently kissing another dude on the lips.
Pause.
There was also another video of him on stage when a homie of his, well, I'll just let you see it for yourself. And that's just one of the doors we've seen artists like Lil Baby go through. When I say doors, I'm referring to the infamous Nori interview, where he discussed what one's gotta go through to quote-unquote make it in the game. One of those doors, of course, involves those suspect activities. And the situation with Lil Baby isn't really that new, because we've all seen that infamous clip of Lil Wayne when he and Birdman did. So yeah, this stuff basically goes down all the time in the industry. From Meek Mill bunny hopping for the rich man.
Why are you doing bunny hops, Meek? Because you got your ass beat in tennis. You got your ass beat. Keep going. Count out loud.
You's a bitch ass nigga.
To the suspect allegations of P. Diddy and his all-men parties. To the all-white parties where Lil Baby also got called out for looking mighty suspicious in these photos. With all that, I figured why not explore the other doors Lil Baby has walked through during his time in the spotlight. But first, you know we gotta get a little backstory to understand how it all got here. Lil Baby was born Dominique Armani Jones on December 3rd, 1994, in the Oakland City neighborhood of Atlanta, Georgia. A pretty tough neighborhood, also referred to as Zone 4. Lil Baby was raised by a single mother after his father left when he was just 2 years old. It didn't take too long for Lil Baby to get himself into trouble. In an interview with DJ Vlad, Baby explains that at the age of 12, he went to juvie for breaking into houses for a very short period of time. Then by the time Baby got into high school at Booker T. Washington, it didn't take him too long to get into more trouble, causing him to drop out around the 9th or 10th grade. With the spare time on his hands, Baby got more involved in the streets, allowing him to get his hands on some fast money. But during those times, he kept getting into trouble with the law for drug and gun possession charges at around the age of 17 or 18. Thankfully for Baby, his time spent in the streets led him to the Quality Control Studios, where artists like Migos and Rich the Kid were already signed and recording their music. Quality Control Music is run by Kevin Lee, often referred to as Coach K, and Pierre Thomas, otherwise known as P. While Lil Baby wasn't actually rapping at this time, Coach K and P saw the potential in him to be a star, and it was that he just needed the right guidance. Unfortunately, before QC got the chance to sign him, those charges caught up to Baby, leading him to serve 2 years in prison. During those times, P was still planting the seed in Lil Baby's mind about rapping and putting down his life in the streets. By 2016, Lil Baby came out of jail and was ready to hit the booth with the help of QC and their resources. But Lil Baby actually struggled to put together a full song, making his time in the booth unproductive, leading him to kind of leave rap alone. But that quickly changed in early 2017 when he finally got into the rhythm, with a little help from fellow Atlanta rapper Gunna, who Lil Baby famously admitted to paying $100 a verse to help Baby better understand how to write his own music.
I started rapping, and he actually started like helping me, you know what I'm saying, rap. Like, I didn't pay Gunna to write my songs. Like, I never put the songs out, but like when I first started rap, I used to like pay him like $100, like, I'm gonna give you $100, like write something for me so I could like try to learn how to go in there and record it.
It was on April 4th of 2017 when Baby released his first tape, Perfect Timing, with features of other Atlanta notables such as Young Thug and Lil Yachty, both two fruity individuals themselves, I might add. But still, all wasn't golden, as Lil Baby wasn't nearly as popular as his peers and was grinding it out doing hole-in-the-wall shows in clubs throughout the South. Getting paid $500 to $1,000 per gig. But Lil Baby was not having that, and he was telling Coach K and P that he can get more money in the streets and much faster. But QC was committed to his artist development, convincing Baby to just trust the process, flooding the Atlanta streets with about four projects in 2017 alone, with songs like My Dog, Freestyle, Trip Too Hard with Gunna. Going viral, Lil Baby was finally seeing the fruits of his labor. However, it was his debut album, Harder Than Ever, that helped him reach a significantly larger audience, especially with the single, Yes Indeed, featuring hip-hop's golden child, Drake. And this wasn't the first time that QC's label owners managed to have Drake elevate the star power of one of their up-and-coming acts, as Drake also hopped on Migos' breakout mainstream hit, Versace Remix, back in 2013. As Lil Baby kept climbing the ladder of success, it was pretty much a given that he'd get a taste of the industry's usual rituals. During Lil Baby's time in the streets, his older homie, Marlo, was also beginning to rap and was also signed to Quality Control Music. But like Lil Baby, Marlo was also one foot in and one foot out until he started to take it a little more serious, also convincing Lil Baby to do the same. Naturally, these two featured on each other's solo projects and also released a joint tape in October of 2017 titled To the Hard Way. To say the least, Marlo was considered a really close friend to Lil Baby even before rap. Now, you've seen me document it countless of times on my channel, from artists like ASAP Rocky, Eminem, Joey Badass, or even my recent video on Big Pun. Somehow, soon after an artist experiences the upsides of fame, they suddenly end up losing a close friend or family member of theirs, either before or after an album release or some sort of big moment in their career. On February 28th of 2020, Lil Baby released his sophomore album, My Turn, with the single, Some to Prove. Doing crazy numbers, it really seemed like Baby was on top of the world. But on May 25th of 2020, the whole world was rocked when a Minneapolis police officer by the name of Derek Chauvin was caught on camera kneeling on George Floyd's neck, which then led to Floyd's passing. This incident ignited serious racial tensions across America as mainstream media flooded our TVs with this news, sparking protests and even riots. This led Lil Baby to join a protest in Atlanta on June 8th of 2020, inspiring him to release another big single titled The Bigger Picture, showcasing a more political and lyrical side of Lil Baby compared to his street talk normally shown. And seriously, at this point, Lil Baby was receiving high praises from both fans and peers for his ability to switch up the style when needed. Then about a month after coming off a high from another successful single, Lil Baby's close friend and rap affiliate, Marlo, was shot and killed while driving on Atlanta's Interstate 285 the night of Saturday, July 11th, and what reports suggest was a targeted attack. Of course, many rumors still fly around till this day regarding what actually happened, from Marlo being a target of revenge. As Atlanta journalist George Chidi states in a DJ Vlad interview that Marlo's older brother committed a murder back in the day and managed to get off scot-free due to the two witnesses not showing up to trial. George speculated that Marlo's death could have been related to that in some way, alluding to the idea that they used Marlo as revenge for what his brother did, possibly speaking. While others believe it was Lil Baby's sacrifice in exchange for continued fame in the rap industry. Either way, they haven't found the killer yet, so something is really sketchy about this case. It's important to remember that Baby and Marlo came up around the same time and both were signed to the same label. But Marlo wasn't seeing nearly as much success as Lil Baby, which led him to still being heavily involved in the streets. Plus, it probably didn't help that, due to Marlo's slow spark in the game, QC focused their attention to Lil Baby. On top of that, they dropped Lil Baby's sophomore album just 2 weeks after Marlo's debut album, undoubtedly drowning out any buzz Marlo could have gotten. So without further ado, let's use the practice of English gematria to break down the numbers behind Rudolph Johnson, aka Marlo's tragic death. First, let's start with his stage name, Lil Marlo. And yes, I'm aware I've been calling him Marlo, and that's because he went between the two names throughout his career. Notice, Lil Marlo equates to the infamous 38, a number I literally mentioned in the last video and tons of other times talking about rappers, and Marlo is no exception. The reports stated Lil Marlo died from a shooting on Saturday night. Note, Saturday and shooting have a 2-for-2 match in the ordinal ciphers. On top of that, the day he died, July 11th, written as such, equates to 107 as well. July 11th was also the 193rd day of the year, and 193 is the 44th prime number. As you can see, Georgia, the state he died in, equates to 44, like the words below. Here you'll notice from Marlo's 30th birthday, which was May 1st, to his death on the 11th of July, is a span of 72 days, including the end date, which perfectly aligns with his real name, Rudolph Johnson, in the reduction cipher. I also found it noteworthy that Lil Baby equates to 63, just like Marlo's real name. And again, we know that Marlo and Baby knew each other before rap and both got signed to Quality Control Music in 2017. Some sources initially reported that Marlo died at the age of 27 years old, meaning he would have been born in 1993. It's worth noting that Lil Baby equates to 27 in the reduction cipher, like the word ritual, which I personally suspect this whole ordeal was. However, quickly after the news broke, there were tons of other sources reporting that he actually died at the age of 30. And when you look up his birthday, it does say that it was in 1990. So that seems to solve that. But here's another trippy connection. From the release of Marlo and Lil Baby's joint tape To the Hard Way on October 9th of 2017 to his death is a span of 1,007 days. Using the rules of numerology, we're left with the number 17. Note the words below and their connection to the number 17. It's synchronizations like this that have me thinking that these things are literally planned by the labels from the moment they sign these artists. But I mean, honestly, that's up for you guys to decide. I'm just laying out the numbers and giving you guys my 2 cents here and there. Speaking of the numbers, the number 113 is often considered the number of dishonesty, as words like mainstream, not true, dishonest, and many more equate to 113. Here we could see that Marlo was killed around 11:30 p.m. When I calculated from his birthday to his death, it turns out he lived exactly 11,030 days, like the number 113 with the rules of numerology. On top of that, the final album he released while alive, First and Third, equates to 113 in the reverse ordinal. A few other things worth pointing out: despite the confusion of Marlo's age, it seems quite clear due to multiple sources that he died at the age of 30 years old, which, when written out, equates to 73, like the phrase ritual sacrifice. Worth mentioning, Dominique Jones, Lil Baby's real name, equates to 73 in the reverse reduction. Still speaking on the number 30, Quality Control Music so far released 3 group label projects, one in particular titled Control the Streets Volume 1, dropped in 2017, featuring the label's newest acts, with, of course, Marlo being on it. And oddly enough, I notice that he featured on just 2 tracks, the 13th and the 30th, which so happened to be the last song on the album. This one definitely tripped me out for sure. But lastly, for the decode of Marlo, note that his stage name Marlo equates to 59, like the word car. Remember, he was shot and killed in his car on the freeway. and the city that he lived and died in, Atlanta, Georgia, equates to 59 in the reduction cipher. So, I mean, you guys can make up your mind on whether Lil Marlo died due to street politics or if he was Lil Baby's Faustian bargain in order to continue his rise to the top of the rap game. So I think it's fair to say that Lil Baby is really checking off a lot of the boxes when it comes to the usual rituals we see artists undergo throughout their journey to fame. So far, we've seen an example of what likely was Lil Baby's sacrifice of a close friend. And just before that, we saw him doing the all-seeing eye pose on his Instagram. I mean, this symbol truly cannot be overlooked. It's done by practically all the biggest celebrities, and it goes on throughout all forms of mainstream entertainment. Once again, you could see Lil Baby doing a similar pose with the British magazine ID in 2021, where they have a bunch of celebrities posing with the one eye in different variations. So, as I mentioned in the beginning of this video, Lil Baby was getting some flack from the fans for his suspect photos with CEO Michael Rubin at his infamous white parties held in the Hamptons with a bunch of celebrities gathering around to party, drink, and do God knows what. Plenty of folks in the industry have already spilled the beans on the strange stuff that goes down at events similar to these when the doors are closed. However, Lil Baby's gangsta image was really being put to the test, as it seems he had to go through yet again another ritual we often see male artists do, which is that suspect rainbow activity stuff. Here you can see Lil Baby getting hugged from behind by the party host Michael Rubin in a way no two men should ever be hugging. Then you have Lil Baby looking like a reverse Oreo with these two white men squeezing him in the middle for a group hug.
Pause.
However, that was in July of 2023, and luckily for Lil Baby, people forget things very quickly. But recently, a clip surfaced of Baby outside some event, and he appears to dap up a male friend and then lean in for what literally looks like a kiss on the lips in front of several people at the venue. Now, to be fair, you can't exactly see what happens as the security guard's head seems to conveniently block the exact moment it happened. However, some say he was just whispering in the dude's ear, but I'll let you guys judge for yourself. That boy gay, 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 gay. And then there was also that clip of his homie grabbing his butt on stage, and I mean, damn, I guess we're really starting to understand why he actually got the name Lil Baby, because it really seems at this point that he's these dudes' Lil Baby. And I don't know about you guys, but I remember a time when Lil Baby was more or less a slang for a guy's girlfriend or something like that. And then the fact that a gangster artist has gotten away with this name is still quite strange to me, but I guess it's truly telling of the times we're in, where male rappers wear dresses, skirts, makeup, paint their nails, and generally just be acting hella fruity. But now it's been 6 years since Lil Baby came in the game, and he's seen quite the success, and most of it occurring in the first 3 years of his rise. However, in just 6 years, we've seen him go through what Nori famously referred to as the doors to success. From the sacrifice, to the symbolism, to the suspect activities. So for now, we'll just have to wait and see what other strange things might happen throughout Lil Baby's career. But anyways, you guys can comment down below and share your thoughts. Is Lil Baby simply going through the industry ropes, or are people like myself just looking too deep into it and reaching, as some like to claim? Seriously though, I appreciate those who stuck around and watched the whole thing. By now you guys know the drill. Be sure to like, comment, share, and most importantly, subscribe, man. Remember, all of those things are free to do. It's been your boy Script, and I'm out of here. Peace. Peace.